In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. So this morning I'm preaching about what's on your pew sheet as the verse of the week, in which Jesus is talking about loss and gain. Those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it, telling us to deny ourselves and take up our cross and to follow. Language about loss and saving. The key word is life, which in Greek is the word psuche, P-S-U-C-H-E. And what that means, translated in this word life, is our deepest self, who we really are in God. And in a sense, we come to church in order to find out what that is and to pursue it, and that's a lifelong task. So it's a key word in this verse, psuche. Our deepest self, who we really are in God. Forgive me if I've used this image before. It's a Buddhist image of the... I might have used it here before. I really like it. It's a Buddhist image of the wave and the ocean. Imagine that you're standing, let's say, in North Cornwall, looking out over the sea, and you see... I know Paul Zeth particularly well, and you see the waves coming in and they gradually build and build and build, and then they break and crash on the shore, and then the sea withdraws again. In a sense, all the things we strive for in terms of achievement are like those waves, the froth on the edge of the waves. A huge amount of energy emerges just for a short time, and then the wave goes back again to where it comes from. And that's how we need to think of ourselves. We emerge from the sort of sea of humanity, if you like, and we strive for all the stuff that seems to matter a lot to us. And then as we get older, we have to let go of that, and we withdraw back again to where we came from, that sea of humanity from which we came. So the question is, when all the things we strive for, which might be things in terms of our career, or are building a house, or what all the stuff that we spend a lot of time, a lot of energy about from the moment of going to school, university, leaving school and taking a job. When all my achievements, as it were, have slipped away, like the froth on the waves, what do I really value? What do I most value? What is the psuche, the deepest, what is my deepest self? When all those froth things, which seem to matter a lot at the time and then don't, what do I really most value about myself? Who is my deepest self in God? That's the question we come here with. And what Jesus is saying to us is to spend time with that, which means letting go of other things. There's always, if we are to discover who we really are, that will always involve some element of loss. And sometimes it takes a loss. In fact, it usually takes some sort of loss, or it might be a failure. Some sort of bit of our career which we strove for and we didn't actually manage, or we didn't get that job, or whatever it was. It takes some experience of loss for us to really discover what our deepest and truest self is. Some experience of pain, some experience of human failure maybe, or maybe a bereavement, to discover what this psuche, what this deepest inner life really is. Because in the end, it's those inner resources, our deepest self, which will sustain us as we get older. In my retirement, and I have to keep telling the church around here, I am retired, because sometimes it's tempted to forget that. Anyway, in my retirement, I've taken on the chaplaincy of Whitney Hospital, and I go every Thursday afternoon, and I spend a couple of hours in there on behalf of the local church. And most of the patients there, in the two wards, not the EMU, which is a bit different, but in the two wards, are elderly. And they are often meeting physical challenges in there. Maybe sometimes if they've had a stroke, for example, they're meeting that physical challenge for the first time. And they're lying in bed, and quite often they can't leave hospital as soon as they might because of the lack of social care. You'll know all about that, I'm sure, a national challenge that's facing us in that way. They have to fall back on their inner resources, because it's their inner resources which will sustain them or not. Maybe some of you have been meeting that challenge yourself. As we meet physical challenges, we fall back on our inner resources. So we need to actually to develop those inner resources, that deep inner life. Just as we, these days, value our physical fitness, our physical well-being. You might go to the gym, or you might jog, or bicycle, or whatever it is. So we need to think of our spiritual resources, our inner life, in exactly the same way. To spend time developing our inner spiritual resources, that deep inner self, who we really are in God, that needs practice and development if it's to sustain us through the challenges of our lives. And so Jesus is presenting us this morning with this challenge to discover the richness of your God-given inner life as you become the person that God intends you to be. Intends you to become. God has a vision for each of you, and the challenge through our lives is to become that person. And that's a task we never retire from. We never retire from that task. It is a lifelong task to discover that and to find those inner resources of joy, peace, compassion for others, those deep inner resources which we really value. They have to be found within, independently of the outer circumstances of our lives. And yes, as I've said here before, I'm sure, we become spiritually fit through our daily prayerful practice, through spending the 20 minutes each day with God, just simply putting 20 minutes aside at the beginning or the end of each day, whatever is appropriate for us, and just giving that 20 minutes to God. And remembering that prayer isn't about getting answers, it is about connection. Prayer is about connection with God. And giving God that 20 minutes in order to connect with us and to get out of the continual circular buzzing of our thoughts into our hearts. That's a task of prayer, is to get out of here, into that deepest self, which is what I'm talking about. And we need the 20 minutes because it takes time to still what's going on in here in order to get into here. So we need to give that time. And that's the way we nurture our inner resources. In the work that I do with my wife, she's a doctor, as you may know, and she started something called the Gold Standards Framework, which is a social enterprise which teaches health and social care workers to give better care in the last chapter of our lives. And she and her colleagues go all over the country to hospitals and GP practices and care homes in order to do that work. And I've taken a little part in that work in recent years. And one of the things we teach in that work is about advanced care planning. You will know, I'm sure, in under this bracket of advanced care planning about advanced decisions to refuse treatment. I'm sure you know about that. That's, as it were, the negative side of advanced care planning. What do I not want to happen to me as I get older? Advanced decision to refuse treatment. But there is also a positive side of advanced care planning, which is called advanced statement. There's advanced statement on the one hand, advanced decision to refuse treatment on the other. They're two aspects of advanced care planning. An advanced statement really asks, what is important to me as I get older? What do I want to happen to me as I want to get older? What do I most value as I get older? What care do I want to receive, and where do I want that care to be? Those sorts of questions. And in a way, the deeper question that underlies what is important to me is what is that nurtures the deep joy, peace, and compassion I seek in my life? That's the real question. In a sense, I always try to ask that question when I go and visit patients in hospital. I nearly always ask, what are you hoping for? And they nearly always ask, to go home. Which, of course, is the right answer. But underneath that, what is it that the question is, what is it that nurtures their deepest joy, peace, and compassion? In their case, they probably think, well, it's being at home with my family, with my spouse, with my children, with my grandchildren. That's what nurtures deep joy and peace and compassion within me. But, of course, the answer to the question is different for each of us. Equally, on a negative way, what is it that inhibits? What is it that stops me experiencing deep joy, peace, and compassion? Often, as we get older, what inhibits us experiencing that deep joy and peace, that inner life, is fear and anxiety. Fear and anxiety can often bedevil us as we get older. What I suggest that you do in a practical way is, in this time you're giving to God each day, to name your fears, just to bring them to the surface. Right up to the surface, name them. These things which probably are unspoken and maybe unverbalized within it, just name them. Ask God to deal with them and then let them go. But in order to let them go, you've got to name them. You might even want to write them down. What is it I'm worried about? It might be financial things, or it might be worrying about our children or our grandchildren, or I don't know, different for each of us. Name those fears, write them down, ask God to deal with them and then let them go. Dealing with fears. I'm talking about nurturing our soul, nurturing our life, our tsuke, that deep inner life within us, which will always involve some experience of loss and letting go of what has been in the past important, but perhaps as we get older, no longer is. There will always be a letting go. Dying to self, which is what the language that Jesus uses. But as we die to self and as we let go of stuff, we discover how unexpectedly rich are the inner resources God gives us. That's the discovery we make through our lives, often when we face challenges. We discover how unexpectedly rich are the inner resources that God gives us as we nurture that deep connection, which is what prayer is, that deep connection with God that brings true joy, peace, and compassion. So in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, Amen.